It's a deal, which is a bad deal and which you need to end. You're dodging the question.
I'm calling on Deputy Joe Higgins.
Good morning, Count Corley and Count Corley. Can I also express our solidarity of the ordinary people in this country with the traumatised and suffering people of Japan, to earnestly hope that a worse nuclear disaster does not materialise, and to quietly salute the wisdom of our own people, whose campaign in the 1970s ensured that we do not have generation of power by nuclear fission. Taoiseach, only 6 short Hibernian nights and days ago, since the formation of your government, and it is already guilty of monumental betrayal of its promise, of honesty in government to the Irish people. Your programme for government promised burden sharing, that the gambling bondholders in the Irish banks would carry at least some of the massive losses that they incurred and which are now being foisted on the Irish people. But your Minister for Finance said yesterday, we are no longer pursuing this option. In other words, the economic lifeblood of our people is to continue to be poured for all of the bad gambling debts of the speculators. What happened, Taoiseach? What has changed? Did Big Sister Chancellor Merkel order you to drop this demand at the meeting of EU leaders? What were you told of that about this particular demand? We need clear answers. And what has changed with your Labour Party colleagues? Only 3 weeks ago, they were lining up the tanks to roll on Frankfurt to insist on terms with the ECB against the pressure of speculators. Now it seems the tanks will not get any further than the local social welfare office to shake down the unemployed and the poor to pay off the very same speculators. What happened? Let's have a clear, honest answer. Since 2009, $15.4 billion has been poured into the banks by the taxpayer. Another $40 billion is contemplated. The Minister for Finance did say yesterday, as was alluded to, that sustainability becomes doubtful. Now, tell us, please, in other words, a default is possible. The Irish people cannot pay this. What point is it unsustainable? Is it when interest gets to 7, 8, 10 billion per annum? Can you tell us? Are you aware of David McWilliam's comment from Wall Street that the talk there is of a default among the marketeers? And lastly, will you declare now, at least, that the people cannot pay, and to start with the 19 or so billion of largely subordinated, unsecured bonds that's due to be paid by crippled banks very shortly, and pour those billions instead into massive job creation programmes in our country to end the awful suffering of our unemployed people?
Taoiseach.
Well, you're welcome back, Deputy Higgins. In your absence, there is no difference between a day in Hibernia and a day anywhere else. It's 144 hours since the government, as you say, 6 Hibernian days and nights ago, took up office. Maybe if you hadn't been sent away to Europe by the voters on the last occasion, you might have found out what happened. I'd like to know myself, actually. And you may have a word with the former Minister for Finance when you leave the chamber, perhaps to find out what exactly did happen. As you know, there is to be a parliamentary inquiry, with which no doubt you will assist, to determine what came about here. I want to say to you, Deputy Higgins, that I've held the view for a very long time that it was always unfair to expect the Irish taxpayer to have to fork out 100% for the consequences of reckless banking. I still hold that view. And the discussions that have taken place last Friday and yesterday and today and next week will centre specifically on this area of outcome. Obviously, our people, our taxpayers here, have taken a huge hit arising from this situation, which was brought about by the previous government of Fianna Fáil and the Greens. So the economic burden is already is already very severe on our people. And the fact of the matter is that we do not want to get into a programme. We are in a programme which is exceptionally challenging and which has dented our sovereignty seriously, which means that each week reports have to be made in respect of the IMF-EU deal. Now, let me repeat again. My view is that, obviously, no further monies should go into banks beyond what's already committed, without some responsibility or sharing by those who have an involvement here in a number of categories. If other European countries don't want to proceed with that or that view or have a different view, these are the areas of discussion where this has got to centre on. My focus is on getting an improvement in the terms of this deal for Irish taxpayers and for Irish people, and that's where my focus will remain.
You answered neither of the questions, Taoiseach. What happened between last Wednesday, when your programme for government promised that the bondholders should take a hit, and yesterday when your Minister for Finance said we are no longer pursuing this particular issue? Please answer that when you come to your final reply. Please answer, at what stage is it unsustainable, as warned about by the Minister for Finance, to continue and increase this level on the Irish people? There are two particular questions. Taoiseach, you said it's unfair indeed. You might agree then with the argument put forward by some people of a parallel, not that we would parallel the trauma of the famine with today, but the idea of fresh produce going abroad to pay landlords while our people starved, and billions going now into European banks while 500,000 of our people languish unemployed on the dole. And lastly, you mentioned an inquiry into the banking disaster. Can I ask you, will you be specific in your reply, along with the two other first parts of the question? Will representatives of the Irish people be able to have a structure to find out the orgy about the inside story of the orgy of profiteering in property and in banking? Who was involved, the profits involved, the deals that were done, where the money is now, and that people can be compelled and every book possible opened to get to the truth?
The position of the government is very clear in respect of the programme for government about burden sharing. And let me repeat again that since last Wednesday, the focus of our discussions is to relieve the burden that is on the Irish taxpayer and the Irish people. In my view, I would much prefer, obviously, if our country was in a position to go to the bond markets as a country and borrow and be in charge of our own destiny. Unfortunately, because of reckless happenings, that is not the position. And we are currently very constrained by the consequences of the deal that has been done. I'm not sure what I did. I learned quite a lot, actually. I learned how to stand up for the Irish people. I learned to stand and defend our mandate. I learned to articulate on behalf of our country, and it's a privilege to do so, that we will stand up for what we believe in, that we will stand up for what we signed up for. And I did make it clear to our European colleagues that when they came looking for assistance in respect of Lisbon, it was this country which voted in respect of approving the Lisbon Treaty to allow the institutions of Europe to develop and be able to live up to their potential. So I learned that. I learned also some of the ways that other countries, you know, participate in debates and do their business. And that's always, I suppose, a learning experience. I'm not sure what sort of orgies you're talking about in respect of developers and bankers and all the rest of it, but I share your view that the truth should be known here. And by whatever facility it becomes available through this House and the opportunities of the Oireachtas, I too would like to find out the truth of much of what went on. And I hope that you will participate and help us in those discussions when they do take place.
Thank you, Taoiseach. That completes leaders' questions.